Hey, welcome back, Al Smith, Daytona Scene Radio Show. I want to welcome to the show a Red Hat Mama, Dave. Karen Giblin, who is founder of Red Hat Mamas.
Thank you for having me today.
I've never used that in an introduction before, but...
I know, it draws attention.
It does. So, Karen, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here. I know you're in town for a very special event, and I know the names kind of flip it, but you do some very important work.
We do. And Red Hot Mamas actually was named by my young daughter, who used to call me a Red Hot Mama when she saw me having hot flashes. Right. So I thought that was very apropos. And I also felt as if women didn't have enough information about menopause, and that was 25 years ago. And that's why I started Red Hot Mamas, to let them understand what to expect when menopause arrives and how to manage its course when it does arrive.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very important thing. So have you seen a lot of changes in 25 years, I'd imagine?
Oh, yes, I have. Well, when I started out with Red Hot Mamas, which is the nation's largest menopause education program in the United States and in Canada, and we have our programs in over 200 hospitals all over the United States and in Canada. Well, when I started out 25 years ago, the reason I started out was I was serving my third term in public office as a selectman in my town of Ridgefield, Connecticut. Okay. And it was 21,000 people. I was managing the affairs of their residents and their lives, and I needed an emergency hysterectomy, which put me into surgical menopause. Here I was managing the affairs of the town, and I was in the throes of having very disconcerting menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats. I wasn't feeling very good because I wasn't sleeping well at night. I was waking up with the hot flashes. So I was moody and irritable and had forgetfulness, because if you lose your snoozing time, you certainly can't remember things the next day. So, you know, I could have even abolished garbage, who knows, collection at the time. I was really worried about myself. I was very fortunate, very blessed, because the women in my community heard that I had surgical menopause, and they started calling me, asking me questions about their own menopause, natural and surgical menopause. And I knew at that time that I needed information. That was 25 years ago. There wasn't an abundance of information, or it wasn't even talked about at that time. But I wanted women in my community and myself to get medically sound information. So I started Red Hot Mamas through the local district nursing association, and I developed an education program where women could every single month come in and medical professionals will impart their wisdom and their information about the experiences women have during the menopause. Understand, okay, what the physical changes are, understand what the emotional changes are, understand what you can do, lifestyle modifications, what you can do, treatment options. But I wanted women to get that information. And when I started Red Hot Mamas, it was in my local community. And as you could see, it has grown completely. And we're so happy that Halifax Health now has our program. And they're going to do a great job for the women and the spouses of the women and the family members, because in their community, because menopause just does not affect the woman. It affects those around you, because if the woman is not sleeping, and she's turning the thermostat down, suddenly that's going to awaken you, and it can cause some disruption in your life.
Well, anytime anyone in your life has physical problems, I mean, everyone has them in a sense. I mean, we'll have to deal with it and what comes out of that. So it's physical, mental, emotional.
Yes, absolutely. What typically happens is in natural menopause, and I did not have natural menopause. I had surgical menopause. But natural menopause starts out in it's called perimenopause, in the woman's late 40s. You know, maybe even in the early 40s. And it lasts about 5 to 7 years. That's when a woman starts noticing changes. The changes typically are menstrual irregularities. It could be changes in flow and consistency of their menstrual periods. Then the onset of hot flashes or night sweats, okay? And then it could also be that they might have an increase in migraine headaches during the perimenopausal, and then starting to feel, out of sorts. And that's in the perimenopausal age range. Menopause is considered when a woman has not had her menstrual cycle, menstrual period, for 12 consecutive months. And menopause, natural menopause, typically happens around age 51, give or take 5 years. But it also can be brought on by other things. Women can have early menopause. Like I had an early menopause because I had surgical menopause, a hysterectomy with the removal of my ovaries. It can also be brought on by chemotherapy, by radiation to the ovaries in the pelvic area. And it also could be brought on simply because you might have a family genetics. Your mother, your aunt, your grandmother might have had an early menopause due to genetic. And it also could be brought on from autoimmune diseases. So there are different types of menopauses. And how we experience menopause is unique as our fingerprints.
Now, you said you, for 25 years, so medically, how this has been treated over the years, you said, you know, yours was medically done. Have they changed their thinking? It seems to me there's some changing in thinking about whether to take off the ovaries or not, or what. It seems like one time it's like just it's best to go ahead and do that. A lot of people feel like natural is the best way to go. Isn't that some of the decision a woman has to deal with?
It's a personal decision that a woman has to make. And, you know, in my case, it was not elective that I had to have a total hysterectomy. In some cases, it is elective. But you know, again, you know, there are reasons for having a hysterectomy with the removal of your ovaries. Unexplained uterine bleeding, fibroids, and different things. And that's what a woman will work with her doctor on, whether or not she should have a total hysterectomy or not. But, you know, the decision to take for treatment options, again, is a personal factor, okay? And that's when a woman needs to talk about if she's having moderate to severe symptoms, how she's going to treat those symptoms. Some of the common symptoms are the hot flashes, the night sweats, the little heart palpitations. Those are considered vasomotor symptoms. 75% to 80% of women have hot flashes. So, and sometimes they don't go away, and they last till the woman's in her 70s. Well, the aspect is the sleep. Okay, if you have, again, sleep is a big issue at menopause.
Of course.
About 45% of women jump around like a Mexican jumping bed, but being in their beds, and all the next day they want to just go on that lazy boy recliner.
Right.
And just stay there all day, and because they're fatigued and they're irritable. And, you know, another common symptom is vaginal changes. Women experience vaginal dryness. And when that happens, what happens is, okay, you flatline sex. Who wants to have sex with your spouse if you have issues with vaginal dryness? These are some of the common symptoms that happen at menopause.
And then Red Hat Mamas, dealing with all these issues, which I've heard from many of my wife and her friends. I realize that I'm in the part of my life where that's going on. What does this group do? How do women find out to get involved in this? What will they benefit from being part of Red Hot Mamas?
Well, they would benefit from being part of Red Hot Mamas and attending our monthly education programs, which are free to women and the family members at Halifax Health and through the local YMCA. So that, you know, contact the Halifax Health and they will get more information about the free monthly meetings. It's a good way of women meeting other women as well. And women open up in groups, and it's a very good bonding, and it's a lot of camaraderie when women attend these educational programs. We also have a website, which is a great resource for information, and that is redhotmamas.org, and they can log on to that and get lots of health information. And our website has just won a very big health digital e-award, so you know it's very, very credible information on that website.
You know, you're very passionate about this, so I sense that this is a great sense of purpose for you, and you've seen how this can help women and help their families and get through, you know, what sometimes you make fun of, but can be a very difficult time in a woman's life and those around her.
It sometimes can be very disruptive, especially if you don't know what to expect. If you and in my case, I did not know what to expect. After I had surgical menopause, my ovaries were removed, and suddenly I had all these symptoms that I didn't know about, and suddenly I was thrust into menopause early, and I didn't know what the treatments were available. So that's why I think it's key for women to take charge of menopause before it takes charge of them, so that if they get an education prior to the onset of menopause, they can lead healthier and happier lives beyond, you know, beyond menopause.
And for, I mean, for everyone, but especially women more than men, I think you'll back me up on this. Being able to express themselves verbally and to others going through the same thing is very helpful.
It is extremely helpful.
Because you can't talk to, you know, you can talk to your husband so much, or your kids so much, but to be able to talk to someone else who's going through what you're going through.
Yes, it's very...
In a safe environment. Right?
Yes, in a very safe environment and amongst one another. And also have fun. Because I, you know,
yeah, there you go.
And have
you look
fun.
Like you like to have fun.
I do like to have fun. I do. And I think that having a good sense of humor at menopause
right.
is the best weapon against menopause. And, you know, and there's no prescription necessary
right.
to have a good sense of humor. So that's what I think it's key. I want women to make a positive, have menopause a positive experience. And it can be a positive experience, again, if they are educated about the facts of menopause, that they understand the physical changes, the emotional changes that might arise, and what you can do about them. There are some lifestyle changes that are very, very key for women. Number one, weight management is very important. The heavier you are at menopause, the more hot flashes you're going to have. So key is to maintain, watch your weight. Now, unfortunately, in menopause, sometimes weight gain appears, okay? And the typical weight gain at menopause is 7 to 10 pounds on a woman. So what do you do about that? You need to, you need to watch what you eat, but you need to increase your exercise
right.
a bit. And women who exercise have less hot flashes than women who don't. So key is exercise, watching your weight, and also not smoking, because women who smoke have earlier menopause than women who don't smoke. And also they have significantly higher hot flashes, and it puts you at greater risk for cardiovascular disease too.
We're talking with Karen Giblin, her founder of Red Hot Mamas, dealing with women going through menopause. I mean, it just sounds like over 25 years, you must have seen a lot of change. Any significant changes that really stick out to you over the 25 years you've been doing this?
Well, the significant changes is how it's been brought out in the closet, okay?
Right.
It was not spoken about 25 years ago. You couldn't say the M word out loud. It
right.
was dreaded to say the M word out loud. And when I went to, you know, during my menopausal experience, surgical menopause 25 years ago, I went to the local bookstore. And I looked for books on menopause, and there were no books out. Okay, there were one book. And I was, at that time, so embarrassed to buy the book that I hid it under my arm, okay, under
right.
magazines, and brought it up to the desk because the M word wasn't spoken out loud. So what the changes that I've seen in the menopause area is that menopause now is, we're more to talk about it. The baby boomers are open about it, okay, and they're not viewing menopause as signifying old age. It's just a normal transition in a woman's life, but it's a transition that we need to understand what to do about it, whether it's taking hormone therapy, whether it's taking a non-hormonal option, whether it's taking an alternative, whether it's lifestyle. We want to know how we can manage our lives when that transformation happens, those changes that start happening.
Choices are important, I
yes.
imagine. And then the study of women's health, right? I mean, this is something that only in the last few years we really started to look at women differently than men. I mean, obviously menopause, but other things. I mean, I just heard the other day, you know, the symptoms a woman shows for a heart attack are different than a man. Not as extreme or as violent a reaction, but just as deadly and just as important. So there's been, seems like in the last few years, at least some changes and significant changes in how we deal with women's health.
Yes, and the way that we look at it, and the more inclusion of women in clinical trials also is happening now. And, you know, Red Hot Mamas, I'm a very active Twitterer, okay? And Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Red Hot Mamas, okay? And we always tweet out significant health information out to women. So I think that that's important that women keep abreast of the latest information about their health, whether it's cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, urinary issues. It's just not all about hot flashes at menopause. Right. It's all the different changes that happen. And some of these changes are not even a result of menopause. They may be changes due to normal aging of women.
Right. All right, we're talking with Karen Giblin, and it's redhotmamas.com. Is that
dot
right?
Org,
.org.
Redhotmamas.org.
Are you at Facebook page?
Yes. Right. And Halifax
and,
Health.
And Halifax Health. Go to halifaxhealth.org and find out information. Get in one of the support groups they're running there. And thank you so much for being our guest. And thank you for all you've done 25 years. That's significant.
Thank you, Al. And I think you're a real red hot papa for sharing this information to all those red hot mamas out there.
Well, thank you so much.